You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Frankenmuth is known for fried chicken, Bronner's, Christmas Wonderland, and a lot of Bavarian designs on the town's buildings. And now it is known to rock fans as the home of Greta Van Fleet. Brothers Josh, Jake, and Sam Kiska and drummer Danny Wagner released their first full-length album, Anthem of the Peaceful Army, only last October. Already, it's earned them Grammy nominations, a ton of attention, fans around the world, and this weekend they perform on NBC's Saturday Night Live. I recently spoke with guitarist Jake Kiska. Very happy to have you. And boy, I stop and I think about the fact your debut album gets you 4 Grammy nominations. You've got, what, some 2 million Spotify listeners, a world tour that is selling out. You're opening up the Saturday Night Live season on the 19th. Fair to say Greta Van Fleet is living its best life these days?
I think that's an accurate portrayal, yeah.
Did you feel inside like any of this might be happening back when you were like trying to get to third hour history at Frankenmuth High, which was not that long ago?
it's an interesting thing. As much ambition as we had to create something of success, you know, I don't think that any of us had predicted such immediate reaction to what we were doing and what we're doing now. No.
Does it feel like things are maybe going a little too fast and too much, or is it not fast enough?
No, I think it's at a good perpetuating pace. You know, it seems that per venue and every travel that we're doing, it's sort of gradual. And I think it's at a great pace.
I want to talk a little bit about you and your brothers growing up in Frankenmuth with parents who owned a lot of vinyl, because as a parent, I sure took away the fact, reading about you guys, if there was ever a reminder, kids will soak up the music that their parents have, you three Kiska brothers are it. So what kind of records did they have, and what did you listen to growing up?
You know, it was an interesting collection, and it's quite an eclectic collection. I think a lot of it sort of initially was a lot of roots music, and that was sort of a lot of blues records, folk and soul, R&B, and jazz, some jazz and classical. But, you know, it was like, I think, you know, in particular, it was the blues albums that we initially started listening to quite a lot. And that was, you know, artists like Elmore James, Lytton Hopkins, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Albert King, you know, all the Kings. And, you know, it seemed like that was what we were most attracted to initially. And then, you know, it goes into Aretha and a lot of the R&B singers and folk, which was, again, in the traditional sense, it was, you know, Arlo Guthrie. And then, you know, Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, John Denver was a big one. So, yeah, it was kind of it was pretty expansive, I suppose, in terms of those influences, what was, you know, sort of around in the vinyl form. And so, yeah, we picked up quite a bit of that, I suppose.
Well, you certainly did in your guitar playing. I watched the segment with you sitting in Nikki Sixx's basement with him playing riffs, and you can really hear that blues influence. And boy, you are quite a guitarist. When did you first pick up a guitar? Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I think it was about 3 or 4, I think, when I was really attracted to it. And, yeah, didn't seem to put it down. My dad would leave his instruments out and his bass and his guitar, and we'd crawl around it. And then Mom would say, pick it up because they're going to destroy it. And said, oh, they'll get bored of it at some point. And I never did, so.
Now, when you all formed the band around 2012, were you still in school then, or were you out at that point?
We were still in school, yeah, actually. The first tour that we did, Sam and Daniel were seniors in high school still. And, yeah, that was an interesting thing.
What do you remember about the very first time that you and you, you know, you stood up as a band to play in front of an audience?
it's a very freeing thing. You know, I think that the first show that we actually ever played was a festival in our hometown in Frankenmuth, and it was Autofest, and we were up on a trailer, and we were using a generator, yeah, to power the stage. And I think it just in general, it's such a free feeling to be able to stand up and play. You know, having been rehearsing and having, you know, been playing years prior to that, to be able to actually, you know, get up in front of people for the first time. Certainly, there's a lot of fear involved in that initially, but it's a feeling I think unlike any other. I think that's it was a very free feeling.
I know you've told the story a bazillion times, but please humor us. Please tell us the story of your band's name, because it's a great one.
Yeah, thank you. Sort of started when prior to that show, the first show that we'd played, we needed a name, and you know, we'd been, I think, debating a few things for quite some time, and I think it was a previous drummer who, you know, had to leave practice early, and you know, he's like, sorry, I have to go help my grandpa cut wood for Gretna Van Fleet. And I think it was Josh who was like, oh, that's a name, that's quite interesting. So we took it and dropped the N out, and that was the name from that point forward. And it turns out she's, you know, a musician in town, actually. And I think the name is a descendant of Dutch origins. And so, yeah, it became a quite interesting thing, especially when we put up her name on the marquee in town at a little hall called Fisher Hall that we were playing. And everybody's calling her. I'm like, are you playing? Are you playing the Fisher Hall? And I said, she's like, I'm certainly hope not. I've been practicing. So she showed up.
And she is a seasoned human being, right? Should we put it that way?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I think I'm early 80s now.
You know, I wondered, I know that Greta Van Fleet opened for Bob Seger in Saginaw in the fall of 2017. You were really starting to attract attention. And I just wondered what you take away from his career as this rocker over decades who kept his Michigan roots. Did he have any thoughts for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we certainly sort of talked, and he'd, you know, given us some of his knowledge. And I think, you know, just seeing someone of that age at that proficiency, you know, and still going, it's like him a lot like others, is sort of like a prototype, you know, for rock and roll and how far you can go and how long you can play. And he's still doing it, and he's still performing really well. So that was certainly something that we took away from that.
I got to say, for someone like me who's a baby boomer, it is really great to hear the four of you reflecting that big riff rock that I know I loved when it first came out, with big drums and big guitar and wailing vocals. And I got to ask you, Jake, there are some music critics kind of complaining that Greta Van Fleet sounds too much like Led Zeppelin. Say to that?
You know, it's an interesting thing, and again, like, it's, you know, everybody's entitled to a certain opinion, and by means of that, in terms of our influence, Led Zeppelin was certainly a large one in influencing us and our sound, and you know, taking out of creative identity and sort of listening to what it truly is, specifically in terms of its sound. Yeah, I think that maybe they should go to a live show and then determine from that point what the opinion going forward would be, I suppose.
Well, it's interesting. Speaking of live shows, I am looking right now on the Greta Van Fleet website and your upcoming the world tour, and you are going. It is an big old school world tour with Japan and Australia and New Zealand and Spain and Netherlands. You're doing it all. What I also notice is all kinds of already sold out shows. Is this as much fun seeing this thing happening for you? And stop and say and realize that your debut album just came out last October. Is this as much fun as you thought it would be when you were back at Frankenmuth High?
Absolutely, and more.
Does being in the band with your brothers, is that help you guys stay grounded?
Yeah, certainly. I think family is a great grounding element. Yeah, when we come home, and yeah, just having brothers on the road. I suppose even, you know, Daniel, who's very much a brother in that sense, that it, when someone starts straying in one way or another, that there's someone very close by to pull you back in.
Knock you off your peg a little down there on that pedestal.
Yes.
So SNL, this you know, coming, opening up the season, and then the world tour. When do you think you're going to get back to Frankenmuth?
Ooh, I'm not sure. a few months, maybe.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck. Have fun with SNL. Good luck at the Grammys with those four nominations. You going to bring Mom and Dad to the Grammys?
We may, if they're not busy.
Jake from Greta Van Fleet, it's been great talking with you, and much success always. Thank you so very much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you, Cindy.